Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So it was an embarrassment for the Democrats on the impeachment committees. I told you I'm not going to cover this in micro detail because it's just the whole thing's ridiculous. And when it gets to testimony and cross-examination, then I'll do it. But leak out of private testimony, I'm just not going to do it. Anyway, there was a pro-Trump leak out today. Guy said, hey, president didn't do anything, didn't want to quid pro quo. This is all a bunch of malarkey. I love that word malarkey from the 1930s. And so he went, you know, and I was bopping around. And you know, the hate Trump networks, and I didn't even mention it. I didn't even cover it. But don't be distressed about this. It's under control. If it gets to the Senate, they'll get rid of it fast. All right, so the Justice Department, this is interesting. As you know, I'm a big-time author, thanks to you. I understand the publishing business as well as anybody does. So there is a company called Grand Central Publishing Hachette Book Group. They gave a lot of money to the person who wrote the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times, who says he works in the Trump administration and he's a senior official, is what the New York Times said. We have done so at the request of the author, a senior official in Trump administration whose identity is known to us, but his job would be jeopardized by the name being disclosed. Therefore, anonymous, we're going to publish the op-ed under anonymous. Well, anonymous gets the op-ed in the Times and gets a book contract. So I estimate it's about a half million. That's what they throw these one-time guys when they think the book's going to sell. And on Amazon, it doesn't come out till November 19th. You know, some people are already ordering it. And I would say, why? We don't know who this guy is. We don't know if what he said true. Nobody can verify anything. Why would you want to read that? Take your time to read it. I guess Trump haters like this stuff. I mean, I don't know. I'm not reading it. Ridiculous. Now, the Justice Department says, well, wait. If this guy's a senior official in the White House, in the Trump administration, he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, what they call an NDA. And he can't be writing this stuff under anonymous if he signed a non-disclosure agreement. That's a federal offense. It's a crime. So they're demanding, the Justice Department, that Hachette tell him who the guy is. The Justice Department is doing this. Now, this is fascinating. So Hachette is going to hide behind the First Amendment. We have the right to publish. You don't have the right to interfere, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to follow this story because this is fascinating. And, you know, I do believe that whoever this guy is going to come out. Can't write a book without giving a little bit away of who you are. And you'll know, I mean, the guy admits it. The guy says, I'm part of the resistance. I hate Trump. I hate the administration. I hate. He admits it. Okay? So I'm not even going to tell you the name of the book because I'm not in business to give publicity to this kind of stuff. But I will tell you it's a fascinating story. It is. Now, Hachette, it could be in trouble. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD.
877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
All right. Yesterday, the Washington Nationals World Series champs go to the White House. You know, all champions of all leagues, they get to go. And it was a nice ceremony. You know, Donald Trump's a big baseball fan. And I'm not going to run the soundbite, but you can run a video. Just take the video in. So there was a guy, Kurt Suzuki, a catcher, and he wore a MAGA hat. And, you know, I guess he's a Trump guy. Ryan Zimmerman, a Trump guy. Rendon didn't show. So there were, you know, the team was, I guess, divided politically, but most of the team showed up to be honored at the White House. It is an honor to go to the White House to be honored. No matter who was president, I'd go. There's the MAGA hat. There's Suzuki. So, of course, the haters attack Suzuki. And one of them caught my eye. I mean, most of these are just awful, revolting people who I'm not even going to mention their names. But one of them I know, Soledad O'Brien. I know her. And I never thought she was a kook. Former anchor at CNN. She's been around in national media. So she says that Suzuki's pathetic on Twitter. Pathetic. And says a lot of other nasty things about him. So if you are a Trump supporter, in her eyes, you're pathetic. So there's no respect for anyone who supports the president. You don't have to love him, but you might think that he's better than the alternative. And Soledad O'Brien, you're pathetic. You should be scorned. That's pathetic. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How about some mail, all right? Jeanette Madison, Carthage, New York. Bill, you really should be President Trump's chief of staff. How about that, Jeanette, all right? That would never happen. He needs someone like you to give him fair and balanced advice, protect him from himself. He wouldn't listen to me. He's not going to listen to anybody. If you read the United States of Trump, he's not going to listen, all right? It's not who he is. He's not a listener. Sherry, concierge member, thank you, Sherry, on the message board. Tonight you spoke about money George Soros spends to ruin people he doesn't like. You think the whistleblower and people testifying against President Trump are receiving payments? No, I do not. He doesn't do that. He hires character assassins. The character assassins go to the media and they do what they do. That's how it works. He doesn't bribe people. Do you think we'll ever go to a loser's pay form of litigation? Asked Jonathan Carruthers in Reynoldsville, West Virginia. Maybe we'll cut down on frivolous lawsuits. Look, the British have that system where the judge, if you sue somebody in a ridiculous way, the judge would say you pay all the court costs and lawyer costs. And that does cut down on frivolous lawsuits. And we should have that here. But because the lawyers and attorneys organizations are so powerful, they give so much money, the political candidates, we're never going to have it here. That's our corrupt system. Mark Stanley, Moore Park, California, got my United States of Trump book. Great. We were in a two-day blackout because of fires in California. So I read by candlelight. Great job on your part, Bill. Well, Mark, I mean, Abe Lincoln and you, and Abe Lincoln would have loved the United States of Trump. And he would have identified with it because he's the only president other than Donald Trump who's gotten smeared like that. But thank you for reading my book by candlelight. Message board, concierge member, Judith. Thank you, Judith. I love being a concierge member. It costs less than 10 coffees from Starbucks. Yes. Yes, it does. And it's better for you. I can't wait until the election. I can wait, but it's going to be a good news year for us. Tell everybody about membership, Judith Premium and Concierge. Jonathan, I have to say, reading your message of the day, daily briefing, no spin news, kind of like eating comfort food. You know it will be good, and it sure tastes good. Yes, and it's good for you, the difference. So no fried commentary here. No sugar-laden commentary here. Comfort food is good for you. Impeach the media bumper stickers. They're flying out of here. I knew they would. Buy a whole bunch of them. Give them out to your friends. Give them out to your liberal friends. See what the reaction is. Have fun with the Impeach the Media bumper sticker. All right? Come on, let's get that message out. Now, you can get it free if you buy a sign book, but they're very inexpensive. Just buy them. Buy 30 of them. It's nothing.